Tomorrow, bring back your masks again. We are going to go deeper into it tomorrow. So be it. Slowly, very slowly, bring your head down. Keep your eyes closed and gently remove your masks. Beautiful. Slowly open your eyes and welcome back. Yeah! Yeah! Find your water and drink it. To the dawn of enlightenment. Wages passed unto my times. The dance was not likened unto the dance of nature for the purposes of mating. It's powerful. Every culture has its dance that evokes the spirits, and they dawn upon themselves that which is reminiscent of the spirits. And why do they need to evoke the spirits, and what are the spirits anyway? Spirits are nothing more than a collection of frequencies having to do with a specific thing. Evoking them through the dance is the surrendering of one state of being for the preference of another, for the sake of understanding. Why? Does the dancers dance and the rains come? Why do the dancers dance and the fever goes? Why do the dancers dance and the plague stays? Why do the dancers dance and the harvest are bountiful? There is a truth that has always been known, that the human being is a chameleon-like being. The chameleon-like being is that which possesses the divine ability to know any and all things. It should. It's the co-creator of all things. Now, things were created to experience, but that is a lost knowledge. So this fragment of truth has been carried down and preserved historically. And those who understand the wisdom of the dance, of the daytime and of the dream time, understand its power and significance. That corn that you wanted to be, that sunflower, that horse, that steed, that wolf, that midnight, that eagle, that falcon, that oak, and that autumn. Those stars and moons and masters and fairies and water and wind and sky and night. Don't you know that all these things are a collaboration of frequency? And that the thing itself is a product of thoughtful frequency? Thoughtful frequency. So the spirits of the earth are not phantoms, but thoughtful frequencies. Now, every cat and every dog every hind and every lamb, every flower, every shrub, every star and every moon has a frequency that is thoughtful. Flesh and blood cannot enter this kingdom, but consciousness is Lord of it. You dance to surrender one frequency in humble array to become the power of another frequency. And your focus is thoughtful frequency. So, it's not hard to know a wasp or a bee or a sunflower or a knee. You only have to focus upon it, because all of those things that crawl, that ascend, that descend, that fly, that walk, that run, that are the seasons, that are colors, all of those things exist in the small world here. They are the finished product of a greater world here, that their whole frequency is accessible through focus. Analogical mind occurs here and then collapses it all the way down. Tis not the thing you desire to be, but its thoughtful frequency. And that is accessible to the one who holds the power to not only to surrender themselves, to sacrifice themselves, sacrifice to give up that which is termed they themselves as a frequency and become focused to become something else. That is a blessed being.